skill to understand what God has willed, what God has planned. I only know at His right hand stands one who is my Savior. I take Him at His word and deed. Christ died to save me this hour. And in my heart I find a need of Him to be my Savior. Ready? Leave His place on high. Leave His place on high.
Students ushering, greeting in the band, in the choir, and not only that, but we're going to have over 35 baptisms this entire weekend, which is a huge celebration for us. Yeah. And so we're just glad that you're here to celebrate with us. You may not have seen them, but you probably smelled them, or at least heard. Yes, it's true. We do have Krispy Kremes being sold in the foyer over there. And just to let you know, I probably don't have to encourage you to get some, but just so you know, the funds that are raised for that are going to help a missions trip to Montreal in the summer for some of our senior high students. So that'll give you even more rationale to, you know, intake the calories or just spend the money in the first place. Just to also mention that if seeing these students serve like this, kind of all over the church this weekend, just to see them instead of them in the youth center, and seeing them baptized, proclaiming what God has done in their lives, if this excites you, if this is something that you get excited about, maybe youth ministry is somewhere where you might fit for getting involved. And if, you know, if that's you, we're always looking for more students or our adults who are worth following for our students to look at for an example for our youth ministry. And so we're looking for people of all ages all the time. And so just to let you know that as well. If you're new here today, we do have a welcome and prayer card. It might be right in front of you. And if you fill that out, just to let us know that you're visiting for the first time, or if you have a prayer concern or something on your heart that you'd like others to pray with you about, put that in the offering as it goes by, and we'll definitely note that we got that. Right now, I'd like to read Deuteronomy 6, 5 to 7, and 20 to 24. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. When your son asks you in time to come, what is the meaning of the testimonies and the statutes and the rules that the Lord our God has commanded you? Then you shall say to your son, we were Pharaoh's slaves in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And the Lord showed signs and wonders, great and grievous, against Egypt and against Pharaoh and all his household before our eyes. And he brought us out from there that he might bring us in and give us the land that he swore to give our forefathers. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as we are this day. Let's pray. Lord, as we look back and know that the stories of your greatness, the things that you've done in the past, have been told for thousands and thousands of years. And as we think about these things, let our praise and our worship today be glorifying to you and to honor you for who you truly are. In Jesus' name, amen.